From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Monday, May 11th at 8:56, and we have Logan Kimmel on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Logan.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. Today, we've got the little risk on here in the commodity markets. The July corn today's up a penny and a half at 472.5. December corn up a penny and three quarters at 495.25. July soybeans up four at 12.12, and new crop November soybeans up five at 11.94. Soybean meal a little bit higher here today as well, up $3 on July. And the wheat markets are higher. Chicago wheat July up 5.25 at 6.24.25. Kansas City wheat up 3.75 at 6.79.5. Outside markets are higher as well. One big mover today is the silver market in July futures, up 5.54. That's almost 7%. So as we look at the grain markets and the commodities in general, we saw some buying on the open last night. And with Trump rejecting Iran's response to the latest peace deal proposal, and that's bringing risk on here to begin the week in the commodities. Looking to this week as well, we've got Trump traveling to China, and that has implications here for the grain sector on what are they going to do with potential trade deals in regards to soybeans and new crop purchases. And we did see a new high for November soybeans here today, up to 12.01.25. There's also chatter, is the market looking for a corn agreements or purchase from China on U.S. corn? That's one big item this week that traders are looking for. The CFTC report as of last week showed large buying in the corn and bean markets. The spec funds are now long, holding 345,000 corn contracts. That's historically large for speculators to be long the grain sector. Looking this week, we also have a USDA report tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. It's going to be the crop production, and we'll get our first look at the 26-27 new crop balance sheets coming out here tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. We had a flash sale today in corn, 380,000 metric tons to Mexico and 128,000 metric tons to South Korea here in today's flash sale for corn. Jumping into the livestock sector, we've got a good push here on the live cattle up $1.50 on the June at 250.40. August feeder cattle up 60 cents at 364.75. Hog markets up $2 on the June, back above 100 at 165. July up $1.30 at 104.57. Saw new highs in the cash cattle set last week there. Texas Panhandle a buck higher on the week at 256. Kansas was about a buck to $5 higher at 255 to 260. And Nebraska was $3 to $8 higher around 260. With that, I'll wrap it up, and I appreciate you having me.
Thanks so much, Logan. Have a great rest of your day and a good week. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we should see mostly sunny skies today with a high of 72 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 45 degrees. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and windy with a high of 78 degrees. 1A is next on AM 580 and Classic Mornings on FM 90.9. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.